It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's all new hits 106.3.
We've got another round of Facebook Theater. Facebook fights brought to life. This one is about trick-or-treating and what kind of candy you gonna bring.
Whoa, this ain't no joking matter.
No, it really isn't. It's very important to know who's giving out what type of candy. Today we've got Amy, Jessica, Tish, and Justin. Amy kicks it off.
So I just moved to the newer section of...
We're not going to say that because we don't want to, you know,
yeah.
I want Amy to get called out for real. Do kids actually trick-or-treat in this neighborhood? Because in my old neighborhood, no one really did. I just need to know how much candy I'm buying or not buying, LOL.
Jessica comes in. Last year, we only had about 10 trick-or-treaters, but it also rained, so we had so much candy left over. I think if it's nice, you'll have several. Tish comes in. Like, last year, I had well over 70 trick-or-treaters. It just depends on what kind of candy you hand out, you know? This is... After all, no dum-dums, Smarties, or Jolly Ranchers. We expect full-size candy bars and the name brands, please.
Here comes Justin. Tish, excuse me. That's extremely rude. What the heck?
Like, I'm just being honest and letting her know what to expect in our neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's true.
Yeah.
She's new.
Jessica comes back. Don't pay attention to her. Just use your best judgment.
Okay, good. Because that honestly was getting just a little intimidating. Oh, and I also do homemade goodies that kids in my old neighborhood loved.
Oh, no. No homemade goodies. Like, we don't know if someone is lacing them with hallucinogenic drugs.
Oh, wow.
Jessica comes back. Tish, girl, geez. So sorry, Amy. Some neighbors act like they got a stick up their butt or something.
Yeah, and Tish, we all know that drugs are way too expensive to be putting in candy. No one does that.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, and like, no adult drinking during trick-or-treating hours. And if you dress up, no trashy outfits, please. This is after all.
Wow.
She just keep going with the dude.
Amy comes back. So you're saying I can't even have a white claw? Hashtag no claw, no law.
You can't ban white claws.
You really can't. And then Jessica comes in. Well, she's right about that. HOA asks adults refrain from drinking. And if you do dress up, be respectful.
Yeah, you know why we have that rule? It's called the Tish rule.
Like in the Justin rule, it was your drunk ass liked the views of my sexy nun costume a little too aggressively.
Oh my lord, living here is going to be an adventure.
Sorry, Amy.
I want to live there.
Good luck with Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Slash, we need more of these. We know there's going to be more from this neighborhood.
Oh, I just can't wait till it gets close to election time.
Yeah.
Oh, those are so good. When the signs get started putting up in people's yards, yes.
That, my friends, was another round of Facebook Theater. Facebook fights brought to life. You come across a good one, take a screenshot of it, and send it to us. It's Lexington's all new Hits 106.3.